You're celebrating the season with the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. This episode is coming out for Black Friday, which doesn't feel like Christmas to me. It feels more like Halloween. So let's have some creepy Black Friday music. We'll have Christmas music later to get you out of this funk. If I can get me out of this funk. I mean, after all, Black Friday could mean the big American financial panic in September 1869, when a couple of investors tried to corner the gold market. Or the horrible windstorm on the southern coast of Scotland in October 1881, which killed 189 fishermen. The Johnstown, Pennsylvania flood, which killed over 2,000 people, was Black Friday in May 1889, and Scotland had another Black Friday in January 1919, with bloody riots on the streets of Glasgow. Australia had a Black Friday in January 1939 when wildfires burned almost 5 million acres. Several towns were destroyed and 71 people were killed. There was a Black Friday late in World War II with a battle between German and British warplanes, and another one in the same year, 1945, when riots hit Warner Brothers Studios in Hollywood, of all places, because of a strike. Iran had a Black Friday with a massacre of protesters in September 1978. There were a bunch of others, too, including a horror movie starring Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi in 1940, and a bunch of songs. Well, Merry Christmas, bye! Alright, I'm just kidding. So, we celebrate Black Friday. Now I'm recording this ahead of time. The plan in my family is to get up to hopefully hit the outlet mall opening at 4 a.m. Friday morning. Well, that was the plan originally. Now the plan is to go to the outlet mall midnight, Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. We've never made it at 4 a.m. since I've been married. I'll let you know if we make it by midnight this time. I think we'll be asleep by then. I don't know. Tryptophan. That, I'm just saying. In case you don't know, Black Friday in the United States is the day after our Thanksgiving, which until recently was considered the official first shopping day of the Christmas season. Because of this, and to fuel this, retailers have what they call their biggest sales of the year. I'm sorry.
Their biggest sales of the year.
I've always doubted that, but that's what they say, and that's what a lot more experienced shoppers than I am say. They say it's the best prices. This one day. These days, it's a huge science, and there are a zillion websites devoted to Black Friday where you can supposedly find the ads early so you can plan your big shopping spree. Why do they call it Black Friday? One theory is the stress it causes everybody, shoppers and store employees. Some say employees coined the word because it's their least favorite day to work, and that I can believe. Now, the most common theory, and the one that actually makes the most sense to me, is that a lot of retailers actually operate at a loss for the whole year and start turning a profit for the year in the Christmas season, specifically the biggest shopping day of the year. When you're running at a loss, you're in the red, and when you're turning a profit, you're in the black. So, Black Friday. Now, did I say the busiest shopping day? Actually, that's a myth. Usually, the most money is spent a couple of days before Christmas, December 22nd or 23rd. A lot of people are just starting to figure out what they want to buy and are scoping out the stores on Black Friday. I know I hardly ever buy anything that day, whether I'm out or not. Ah, man, I'm so exhausted just thinking about Black Friday. I'm going to look at how the whole Christmas gift-giving shopping thing got started another day. I was going to do it today, but I don't have the energy. I hope you'll be back. Hey, what are you getting for your loved ones this holiday season? Tell me using your own voice by leaving a message at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. It's easy. All you need is a computer and a microphone. That's basically all I have. Doesn't have to be a great mic either. If you have any Christmas-type things you'd like me to cover in the podcast, go to christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Leave a voice message, write a comment, or you can email me at christmasstocking@inbox.com. christmasstocking@inbox.com. Now again, this is a Black Friday episode. It's all about shopping, and it's early in the season when I'm recording this. I'm not feeling that traditional yet. I swear I will have traditional Christmas music. But not today. Today I have a band called Black Turtle from Trona, California, which I'm guessing is way up north, because they talk about how they were on a trip to Idaho when they decided to become a band. This song's called Christmas Hopes and Joy, and it's about a, I guess a dad who doesn't participate in Black Friday and isn't going to be getting his kids very much for Christmas. It's Black Turtle and the Christmas Stocking.
Well, me in my nightshirt and Mom in her cap, we'll all settle down for a long winter's nap. You children all nestled so snug in your beds, while visions of sugar plums dance in your heads. Don't get your hopes up this Christmas, I don't wanna hear you whine. Don't expect much this Christmas, and you will be fine. The stockings may be hung above the fireplace, and joy may abound throughout the human race. There'll be no stirring of insect or mouse, because just last week we bug bombed the house. Don't get your hopes up this Christmas, we don't want to hear you whine. Don't expect much this Christmas, and you will be fine. Remember last August, you didn't clean your room, and the porch wasn't swept, although I gave you a broom. And now it's almost Christmas, no presents will you see, just lots of empty space under the Christmas tree. Don't get your hopes up this Christmas, we don't wanna hear you whine. Don't expect much this Christmas, and you will be fine. Don't get your hopes up this Christmas, we don't wanna hear you whine. Don't expect much this Christmas, and you will be fine.
Now really, in upcoming episodes, I have very heartwarming songs, both original and traditional, and I swear, they will be coming up. I also have the Pirates' 12 Days of Christmas, which will be coming up later too, so we're going to be going all over the gambit when it comes to Christmas music. Remember, go to christmasstocking.wordpress.com, leave a voice message, let me know what you think of the show, and I especially want to hear about the coolest gift you're getting a loved one. One you're just really proud about. A very cool gift. Now, if you're worried about that special someone accidentally finding out, just ask me to disguise your voice. You can type in, please disguise my voice, or you can just say, disguise my voice. Or you could try disguising your own voice, But if I do it, they'll never know. Promise. Also, you can leave a comment or email me at christmasstocking@inbox.com. Smush together Christmas stocking into one word when you're doing the website or the email. Now, next time, we're going to look at where the Christmas tree comes from and how it's used around the world. At least that's the plan. I'm Lee Cameron. Happy shopping, and I'll see you in the Christmas stocking.